and announcements from Oroville, Friday, January 8th, 2010. On microphone, Marlenka, Andrea, Chloe, and Steffi in studio. From the weather station atop Matrimandir, thunderstorms for today and tomorrow, clearing on Sunday, northeasterly winds 14 to 24 kilometers per hour, temperature range 24 to 26 degrees. Here now, Tixon and Rajan of Town Hall's graphics section talk a little bit about their work and their views on the coming year.
Hi, I'm Tixon. I'm working at the graphics section. I've been working with the graphics section for the last 8 years, and I love it. I was born in Oroville.
In Oroville itself?
Yes, and I grew up in New Creation. Most of my life was there, and I'm still living there. Oroville, I just like everything about it. Let me start with the graphics section. We have so many things coming up new. We're going to start a new web designing section that'll happen from next year. So that's, you know, it's starting from Monday. And we are going to get a large format printer, which is an improvement. We already had one, but we are just replacing it. And for Oroville, I think it's, you know, we are giving a wonderful service to,
for sure,
to Oroville as a whole. And I get to meet so many different people, nice, interesting people, I should say. So, yeah.
Hello, I'm Rajan. I came to Oroville in 91. Yeah, a lot of new changes. We are improving a lot. Yeah. We are going to get a new machine. Also a new team. Somebody will come and add up with us.
And for Oroville itself, what might happen in 2010?
I find fast growth in Oroville. And 2010 will be also tremendous growth.
Kolam, a sacred mandala of traditional blessing. It's considered a matter of pride to be able to draw complicated patterns without lifting the hands off the floor. The Tamil month of Margazi, that's mid-December to mid-January, is awaited by women who showcase their skills by covering the entire width of their threshold with one big kolam. It's expected not to repeat the same pattern for the next 30 days. The patterns and designs are normally passed on from one generation to the next, from mother to daughter. Kolams in South India are admired for their simplicity, their beauty, and all that they symbolize, forming an integral part of the culture, manifesting the spirit of happiness, devotion, hospitality, harmony, and prosperity. On the 9th of January, Saturday, a Kolam workshop and Kolam competition will be held at Elangakal Educational Center in Oroville. A general meeting on land consolidation and protection was held last month, called by from the residents and the Land Matters Task Force to share information on the ongoing land consolidation process. One of the several considerations explored revealed that there's a discrepancy between the dream and the lack of land consolidation to realize it. And in the last 5 years, there's been a sudden acceleration of the manifestation of the city. And protection means making available the lands needed to realize this dream. And that there should be more trust and confidence from the community towards the people entrusted with the task and the need of discretion. And in conclusion, Oroville does not fit into any pigeonhole of bureaucracy. This from the mother. When knowledge is fresh in us, then it's invincible. When it's old, it loses its virtue. And this is because God moves forward always. The news is an echo in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please contact orovilleradio.org. And thank you for listening.